Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Wasted.
Hi, I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady, and I'm here with Michael Buzz Bazzelli to talk to you about a show that we saw last night.
Chickens in the Yard.
Oh, you stole that. That's my bit.
I know, I stole
That's
it.
My bit. You thief.
Thief.
So, this was produced by the Quantum Theater. However, it was actually written by somebody in the Hatch Arts Collective.
Paul Cruz. A local. A native.
Yes.
Well, and, not a local.
And this wasn't the first time this showed in Pittsburgh. Pull yourself together. But it had a lot of the elements that I expect from a Quantum show. You know, the excitement of, gosh, where's the theater this time? Because site-based.
Javo Art Studio.
Right, in Lawrenceville on Home Street. And it was really, I thought it was fun. We were walking down these narrow alleyways where I guess a car could fit, but there was no parking. And and then getting to the Javo Art Studio and going inside and seeing how they transformed this studio into a wonderful theater
with
really intriguing looking set and very comfortable. I just, the whole excitement of the Quantum,
what's it going to be experience.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed that. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the plot?
I would love to tell us a little bit about the plot. The story is centers around two young men that are lovers living with the one's mother,
right,
John and his mom, and the other one has his sister come visit, who played by Siobhan Christensen.
Right.
It was Alex Silverblatt plays the boyfriend. John Park is played by John McGranahan. Joseph McGranahan, sorry. John is his name of his character. Sorry about that.
Well, actually, it was Bruce Lee and John Park. Bruce Lee, the chicken.
Was a chicken.
And yeah, some of them, everybody played two parts.
We're
going to
spoil that already.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What?
Go
the
ahead.
Clock.
Go ahead.
Is what I'm thinking.
Go
no.
Ahead. Go
they
ahead.
Are both human beings.
Sorry to peck at you. Go
and,
ahead.
No.
Please.
They play human beings and chickens. And that's a little.
Effectively. They play the chickens.
Yes.
I mean, the sound effects. They had to have studied chickens for months to get all the sounds and the movements.
Chicken-like.
They're very chicken. Yeah, chickenish, chickenly.
Chickenesque.
But I'm sorry. Chickenesque.
And that's Siobhan Christensen's One Hot Chick, don't you think?
I think so, too.
But like anyway. Her. Oh, God. I'm so sorry for all that. But anyway. No. Well acted. Interesting story, though, about how Lori Klatcher's son, John, is a bit of a prude, a bit of a stick in the mud, I think, though he has this male lover played by Alex Silverblatt named Tom.
And Eleanor Roosevelt.
Which is a chicken name. But anyway, we're entering some weird territory.
I know. It was kind of surreal at times, and I had a little bit of trouble understanding how the chicken's viewpoint was enhancing the plot. I don't know if it just went over my head.
No, I'm not sure I got that either, actually.
But I thought it was an interesting plot and an interesting story.
Yeah, you know what? The story itself, the story about the humans, I found very interesting.
I did too.
Which, you know, the boy is proposing to his stick-in-the-mud boyfriend, and he sort of doesn't accept the proposal right away. And it was an interesting, like, what happens and how that changes your... When you leave somebody hanging like that, yeah. how that affects your relationship.
Yeah, and he was like a chicken with his head cut off after that. Didn't know what to do or where to go.
Exactly.
And I don't want to hear another peep out of you.
Oh, this is going to be rough, guys.
Did you say exactly?
I did.
Eggs, not okay. Exactly what we thought.
Yeah. No, very well acted. I love... Alex Silverblatt was in Sharon's Grave, and he did a marvelous performance in Sharon's Grave. And we loved Siobhan Christensen for the tree to drop
and yeah. Rude.
So, very talented people in the show.
Wonderful cast.
I liked the human story. I don't know where I stand on the chickens.
I was mostly fascinated with how well they physically became chickens.
They did physically. It's a little disjointing, though. What is the word? I don't know what I'm looking for. It's when you see people come out and pretend to be chickens. It's a little bit... Yeah, a little...
It was
curious.
Different, yeah.
It's curious.
But good chickens.
Good chickens. and this was by Hatch Arts Collective, you said?
I think so.
Hatch!
Did we mention the director?
Oh, Adil Mansour. Yeah. Works with Dreams of Hope all the time. Very lovely man, actually.
Yes, I think so, too.
It's interesting. I'm not sure it's for everybody.
You won't be bored.
That's
for sure.
You won't be bored. You won't be scratching backwards. I don't know. I'm trying really hard. Stretching for a chicken pun. And it's just not... They're all half-baked.
Oh, that's a pun.
Is it? Really?
I think so.
Okay. So Chickens in the Yard, Quantum Theater, and Hatch Arts Collective.
And you know what I was thinking?
No.
Oops, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
Chickens
My
in
wallet.
The Yard are way better than Bats in the Belfry.
I'll give you that.
Some of us may or may not have.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Bergvivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Bergvivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.